morning, everyone. Good morning. Let's tell the person next to us how wonderful it is to have them near you. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, good to see everyone. It's been a couple of months, but good to see you. I got a chance to sit next to Elder Jeremy again and reminded how beautiful his voice is. All right, he's got a really nice voice. You know, his wife is so lucky to have him sing for her. Right, it's a beautiful, beautiful voice.
今天早上又坐在这个陈长老旁边, 再次提醒我, 陈长老有一个很美好的声音, 他的太太, 真的是很幸运, 陈长老。
Yeah, I went to Korea for a month and came back, and I realized I'm getting old.
我去韩国去了一个月, 这个旅行让我提示到我现在好像确实变老了。
So I got my reading glass on now.
现在我要开始阅读的话，需要专门的阅读的眼镜。
So everybody looks blurry.
现在阅读很清楚，但是我看到大家都变得比较模糊。
And you look more beautiful that way.
但是每个人的话，因为这样的话变得更加美丽，在我眼里面。
I want to look at Luke chapter 6 today.
今天我们要学习的是查考的是路加福音第六章。
And I want to share from my heart because sometimes we need to hear some tough passages.
我今天的分享是从我心里面所来的，有时候我们需要听到从圣经而来的一个听起来比较严厉的信息。
I was telling Brother Wei here that in order to preach this, I had to preach two sermons before this to get people ready to hear it. But here, I'm just bringing it out.
今天这个新牧师分享了一下，就是说是在DC教会的时候，为了准备今天的布道，他们已经准备了有两次的学习，但是在我们嘉音教会，我们是直接就可以听到这个信息。
So for young and old, and maybe especially for the young, this message is for all of us.
对我们在座的每一位，不管是年长的还是年幼的，这个信息都是为我们所来的。
Some of us may have heard of the name John Wooden. He was a basketball coach in UCLA for 27 years.
我不知道大家有没有听说，有人可能知道是美国一个很有名的大学的这个篮球教练，他是洛杉矶加州大学洛杉矶分校的教练，是叫江武登。他在洛杉矶分校做教练，做主教练做了27年。
And in that 27 years of coaching, he won 10 national championships, including 7 championships in a row.
在那27年他任主教练的时间里，他得了10次，就美国那个大学生的篮球冠军，其中有7次是连续7年都拿了冠军。
He's considered one of the greatest coaches in American sports. And every year when he started his program, he always started the same. He taught his players how to put on socks properly.
他被认为是美国历史上最伟大的教练之一，但是每年开始训练的时候，他告诉他的运动员要做的事情，教育他们要做的事情是怎么样去穿袜子。
You would think that a coach of his caliber would teach people how to have fast break, pass, watch old film, but no, he always started with this lesson, how to put on your socks properly.
你可能认为是像这么伟大的一个教练，他们开始训练的时候，每年应该是怎么样传球啊，怎么样去跑动啊，跑位，但是他却是每年开始的时候却是怎么样穿袜子。
He showed them how to put on your socks and how to smooth out the socks so that there's no wrinkles in the heel, or there's no bunched up socks where the toe is, or there's no bunched up socks under the arch. Because he said this, if those things cause blister, and if your feet has blister, then your footwork is off. And if your footwork is off, then you can't play basketball at 100% level.
他告诉大家是怎么样是把脚底的这个袜子要摆平，在脚弓下面的话也不要有一堆的这个堆在一起。他之所以要这样做的话，是因为是如果是袜子没有穿好的话，在跑动激烈的跑动中会有水泡。如果你的脚上有水泡的时候，你的步伐就会有混乱，然后你就不能够在打球的时候有100%的能够表现出来。Some
players thought, man, what a strange thing to learn. Others were embarrassed that their coach were teaching them how to put on socks as if they didn't know how. But over time, the players understood He was showing them that the small things, the basic things, are not distraction, but they're the real things. And if you keep the if you neglect the basic things, then it'll eventually catch up and ruin the main things.
有些他的队员的话会觉得是好像很奇怪，而且觉得会有点那个不舒服。他要做这些事情，但是随着时间的推移，大家可以意识到，慢慢可以理解武登教练就是说，那些看起来很小的事情，其实并不是小事情。如果这些小事情被大家忽略的话，最终会造成很大的伤害。
Jesus says something very similar in Luke chapter 6. He basically says this: there's a problem with my followers. There's a discipleship problem. And the problem is this: we want to bear fruit without dealing with the root. We want the result without dealing with the fundamentals.
耶稣在路加福音第六章的时候告诉我们，他发现是一个有问题，在他的追随者中间，我们说经常要追求的是信仰的果实，但是我们却不愿意去追求信仰的根基的问题。
Most people in this room, I'd imagine that you want to be like Jesus Christ, you want to grow and to become like Him. You wouldn't be here if you didn't.
在今天在座的每一位，我相信大家都是想真心的想像耶稣一样，真心的追随耶稣。如果你不是这样想的话，我相信大家也不会在这里敬拜他。
You want to be less angry, be more patient. You want to be more generous, less worried. You want to love people that's really hard to love, and you want to bear those good fruit.
我想大家每一位，你愿意是变得更有耐心，不会经常发怒，或者更有更加的慷慨等等各方面的果实。
But most people don't want to deal with what it takes to develop those fruits in our life.
当很多人的话，我们只是要追求外面的果实，却不愿意是细想到底怎么样才能真正的结出这样的果实。
Because if you want to be more patient, more loving, more generous, you'll have to deal with your own anger issue, your own selfishness, your own pride, your own worry.
如果我们真的是想变得更加少一些愤怒。更多的有爱心，更加的慷慨，我们要真正要审查我们的内心。
And sometimes these changes are so slow, we get impatient, just waiting. It's uncomfortable sometimes.
有时候这种变化是很缓慢的，我们会失去耐心，我们迫不及待的想看到果效。
So what a lot of Christians do is they try to control the result. They try to do more things for the Lord. They want to read the book so and so suggested to them.They set their alarm 15 minutes early before they rush out to work.
结果往往因为我们的没有耐心，所以说我们往往想控制这个最终的结果。我们是愿意读别人推荐的一本书，或者我们愿意把我们每天起床的时间设置早15分钟，这样的话我们好像有更多的时间可以读经。
And honestly, that works for a while. There's a honeymoon period when we commit, like for example,When you were baptized, there's a commitment you've made, and there's a honeymoon period, and you're eager to do it.
这些行为，这些你的努力，在短时间呢也是可能会有效果的，因为是就像有一个蜜月期，这个时候就像你刚刚受洗等等。
But then life happens, right? If you're dating and your girlfriend goes, let's just be friends, or you lose a job, or something happens at home, or you fight with your spouse.Something happens, and someone you love does something impossible that you can't forgive. And then everything that you built with your willpower start to crumble because the foundation and the basic is not strong enough.
但是这些通过自己的意志力所努力的结果，往往在遇见生活的风暴的时候，就会突然垮塌下来。你可能会失去工作，你可能心仪的女孩子会告诉你说。那我们就还是做朋友比较好，或者是你和你的配偶发生一个激烈的争吵，在遇见这种生活中各种各样情况的时候，我们到底的信仰就会真正的显现出来。
And you end up right back where you started, doing the same things you said you won't do, wondering why nothing seems to work in changing you.
你可能往往会回归到你以前经常做的这些事情上面去，而且会常常。问心自问，为什么我一直没有改变？
In Luke chapter 6, Jesus says, you can't get good fruit from a bad tree.
在路加福音第六章，耶稣告诉我们说， 坏的树上不能结好的果子。
You cannot get figs from thorn bush. All the tricks, effort, and willpower in the world, marketing or programs in the church will not fix the problem because the problem is not the trick, effort, willpower, marketing programs.
耶稣告诉我们说，从一个荆棘上面说不能够结出无花果来，这个在我们日常这个信仰中，不管是你怎么样的这个是属于市场营销的这种各种各样的结果，各种各样的手段的话，如果不从根本上解决问题的话，都不能真正的改变我们和结出想要的果子。
Jesus says the problem is the heart, the heart. And Jesus says the heart is like a treasure box. Whatever you store in there, when life squeezes you, it'll come out.
耶稣告诉我们说，最根本的问题是我们心的问题。这个心就像一个宝藏盒一样，你到底里面是什么，在受到生活压力的时候，它就会真正的显现出来。
And you cannot work around it. You can fake it for a while. You can trick people from thinking you're bearing fruit that you're not. But some point in life, when the life squeezes you, it'll come out eventually, and it'll show what's inside of us.
可能有时候我们会觉得是我们可以伪装一段时间，但是真正的生活的压力和苦难到来的时候，我们就会显现出我们真正的信仰的根基来。
So the question is, what do you do about this root? And Jesus answers this in Luke chapter 6 in three parts. And these are not three things you should do, like a checklist. No, these are three ways to live so you can keep practicing every day for the rest of your life.
耶稣基督在路加福音第六章告诉我们有三个解决这个问题的办法。但这个三个并不是要我们做的清单，而是我们一种真正的一种生活的方式。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 39 to 42, Jesus says, know yourself.
第一点就是耶稣告诉我们说，我们要自己看清我们自己。
You want to read that?
39节，耶稣又用比喻对他们说，瞎子岂能领瞎子？两个人不是都要掉在坑里吗？学生不能高过先生，凡学成了，不过和先生一样。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？不见自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Jesus says right here, right away,The person who's pointing finger at other people's problem, that person has a problem because he cannot see clearly.
耶稣这里清楚地告诉我们说，如果有人经常在指出别人的问题的时候，这个人本身就是有问题的，因为他不能够真正的看清楚事实是什么样子。
They're so focused on other people's speck in their eyes, they can't see the log sticking out of their own eyes. And Jesus says, you hypocrite.
他们是那么的关注于别人眼中的刺，也他们却没有意识到自己的眼中已经长出一个很大的梁木。耶稣说，你是有问题，你是假冒伪善的人。
The Jesus says fully trained, and what it means is this: be complete, equipped, ready to do its job. You use that word when you are done fishing and you're fixing the fishing net, or the ship is ready for the sea. Something made ready to work in the way it was meant to.
这里耶稣用到的一个应该是希腊文里面的，就完全受到训练的这个词的意思，就是说是这个就像一艘船一样，已经完全修好了，已经准备去可以去远航。
That's important because you and I are designed to do something. A net is meant for fishing, a ship is for the sea, and Jesus says same thing is true of you. You are made for something, and the Bible tells us you are made to bear fruit.Tell others about Jesus Christ, the good works, and do the works only you can do from where you are. And training is important only because it gets you there.
这个意思就是说，我们每个人都是神的创造，是为了神的荣耀，是为我们要行善。我们每个人，耶稣基督告诉我们，就是说，我们是在我们每个人独特的环境中，能够把神的荣耀和福音的信息传达出去。
So from this passage, the first mark of a disciple of Jesus is ability to see themselves clearly.
这个信息耶稣清楚地告诉我们，首先我们要做到能够看清我们自己。
not just seeing what's going on in other people's lives, but seeing what's happening inside of you.
不仅仅是看到别人生活中的情况，而是更重要的看清我们自己生自己的真实状况。
After service, a woman went up to the pastor, and while her husband was putting on the coat, she said quietly to the pastor as if he couldn't hear her. She said to the pastor, "Oh, that was an amazing sermon, pastor. Oh, that was a great message. I hope he heard it."
有一个这样的事情，就是说是在一个很好的这个正道以后，这个夫妻两个人都走到了这个牧师
身旁， meant,
然后是这个太太就跟牧师说，哦，今天的布道实在是太好了，我的先生真的是应该好好的，就好像是对我先生所讲的一样。
It never dawned on her that message was for her, maybe not for him.
她这个太太可能从来没有意识到，就是说这个牧师的信息其实真正的是为她而说，而不是为了她先生所讲的。
And most Christians do this one way or another. You hear a sermon, and before the sermon is done, and you allow it to work in you, we're thinking about three other people that need to hear this.
我们基督徒往往会有同样的错误。我们在听到一个布道的时候，在布道还没有完成讲完的时候，我们就会想到坐在那里想到，可能有三个人，这个今天的信息特别合适。
We hear about pride, anger, and forgiveness, and we mainly treat it like an information that somebody else needs.
我们讲到骄傲、愤怒、或者不饶恕，我们在想到这些事情的时候，往往会觉得是这是我可以想出别的人需要这些。
We study the Bible, and our main goal is what does so-and-so need, and we don't allow it to read us.
我们学习圣经的时候，有时也会陷入同样的误区，我们会想到别的人需要这个信息，而没有自我审视自己，我们更需要这些信息。
And Jesus says, break that habit. Before you looking around and seeing what's wrong with everyone else, you ought to ask, hey, what's wrong with me?
耶稣这里告诉我们说，我们要戒掉这个坏的习惯，在我们在看到弟兄眼中良木的时候，我们更要看到眼中刺的时候，更要看到自己的问题。
Secondly, Jesus says a thorn bush is a thorn bush.
第二点，耶稣告诉我们，荆棘就是荆棘。
Verse 43 to 45 says this.
四三节开始，因为没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。人不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从棘藜里摘葡萄。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Judges, there's a story about Samson. And one day he catches 300 foxes, tie their tails together, put a lit torch, and let it loose in Philistine field.
在《士师记》里面，有一个这样的故事，关于三僧，他抓了300个狐狸，然后在狐狸的尾巴上，绑了火把，然后是把这些狐狸赶到非利士人的田地里去。
And the foxes run everywhere, and wherever they went, it caught fire. The olive tree, the grains, the vineyard, they all caught fire.
就是这狐狸在非利士人的地里面到处乱跑，他们说碰到的地方都着火了，就是。
What happened? Right? What happened? The problem is not the field. The problem is not the vineyard. The problem was the foxes running all around the place, and it did not matter how wonderfully a farmer took care of his field. Once the fox ran through it, it caught fire and burnt up.
这个问题是并不是这个它的田地本身的问题，是因为是这狐狸在这个带着火把的狐狸在这地里面乱跑。不管这个地本原来是什么样子，如果有这些狐狸在乱跑的话，一切就会得。
A pastor I worked under once told me about a man in his church. This man was talented, very gifted. He wanted to help. So he placed him in the building committee. And the minute he got placed there, a problem started. Real problem. And the relationships were so tarnished, it took months to fix that. Then they moved him to worship team, and the worship team had problems. And then they finally moved him to a tournament, a volleyball tournament. And that the whole tournament was a mess. And people kept coming to the pastor and saying, we can't work with him.
有一个这样的故事，以前我曾经在一个年长的牧师下面工作，他告诉我有这样一个故事，有一个这个特别也是信徒， 他是很有能力也很有才华，所以说他刚开始这个牧师就把他放在一个建堂委员会里面，结果建堂委员会有一个特别严重的问题，大家没工作无法推行，后来又把他放在敬拜团队里面，敬拜团队也没法工作，最终把他放在一个排球就是比赛的教会排球比赛的这样一个活动里面也没法进行，大家所有人都跑到牧师这边来讲，我们没法和这样一个人工作。
You see, the building committee was not the problem. The worship team was not the problem. The tournament was not the problem. The man was the problem, and he just couldn't see it.
这个我们可以看到，这个建堂委员会、敬拜团队和这个活动委员会都不是问题的所在。问题所在就是这个人本身，但他自己却无法认识到这一点。
So when you see a lot of problems around you, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, is it everyone else's problem or is that my problem?
如果我们有类似的经历，在我们经常有各种身边发生各种各样问题的时候，我们有时候真的要问自己，是不是我们自己就是所有的问题的所在。
Some years later, this man became a peacemaker at this church. People called him, and whenever there's a relational tension, he'll come in and bring peace, pour water on the fire.And nothing had changed, right? The same church, same pastor. You know what changed? He encountered God and allowed the word of God to start changing his root, his heart. And he became a peacemaker instead of a one-man wrecking machine.
多年以后，这位信徒做了彻底的改变，他成为了教会的一个和平的使者。在教会有各种各样困难的关系问题的时候，总是请他来调解。他是把各种灭火队员，他彻底的，因为是他对付了自己内心的问题，做了彻底的改变，所以成为一个和平的使者。
And to me, this is one of the most uncomfortable things Jesus says about discipleship here, because it removes technique as a solution.
这里耶稣告诉我们，一个是让我们很多信徒都感到不很舒服的一个问题，他告诉我们，并不是要通过各种各样的技巧来解决。我们信仰中的问题。
You cannot change the fruit by controlling the fruit. Jesus says a tree has to change. And the tree changes from inside out through consistently putting in and over a long period of time.
耶稣这里告诉我们说，我们不能够通过控制果实来达到我们所想要的果效。我们要改变的是，要彻底的改变。这个树本身要我们要接在正确的树上面。
I noticed that many of you are here at 9:30 taking class with Elder Ma in the Bible study. That's great, reading the Bible Friday nights and so forth. We read scripture, and the scripture reading is not mainly to understand the scripture, although that'll happen. The scripture reading is food. It's food for your root, and you are putting something into your heart.When you gather together as believers like today, or when you are in cell group, or when you're in Friday, or even Sunday mornings, what you're doing is you're placing yourself in a situation where good things can grow through the influence of those around you. And then prayer is not mainly about asking God and getting stuff from Him, but prayer becomes a relationship where you stay connected with Jesus Christ.
我们教会有很多会九点半来在主日的时候参加马长老带领的成人主日学，我们很多也会星期五来我们的这个查经小组来学习神的话语。学习神的话语不仅仅只是知道它字面的意思，而是我们神的话语是我们生命的灵命的粮食。我们是教育我们在这样一个环境里面，通过这些使我们的灵命能够得到成长。
Jesus says in John chapter 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣在约翰福音15:5说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
You know, one month I was in Korea, I was following my wife everywhere, because I don't know where anything is in Korea.And I walk so much. In one month, I think I walk like 3 years worth of walking in the United States.
这次在回韩国的这一个月里面，我是跟着我太太 一直在走，走了很多的路，因为我不知道韩国变化这么的大。我在过去一个月走的路比我过去在美国三年还多。
I'm always following my wife, right? Because I don't know where the ticket thing is. I don't know how to get on the board. And everywhere, just walk, 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 just walk everywhere, right? And that's what was happening. I was following her. If I lose her, guess what? I won't know how to get back. Right? I had to stay connected to her.
我在韩国这次回去旅行探亲，我随时都是一直跟着我太太。如果是我离开了我太太了，我就可能是会迷路。
You see, the branch that breaks off from Jesus and not remain, it doesn't produce anything because it's dead. It's going to dry up and it's only good for fire.
如果我们没有和耶稣这个葡萄树有连结，我们作为枝子的话是不可能结出任何果子来的话，然后不能够结果子，只能会被投到火里面去焚烧。
When someone asks, why does this person who's been in church for 20 years act like 20 years ago still?The answer is always the same. They came to church, but didn't let the word of God feed the root.
有时候我们会遇到这样很的情况，有些有可能有人会信主二十年以后，我们看到他信主和二十年前基本上是相似。这个时候，这个问题的根基所在就是。虽然是到了教会二十年，但是却没有让神的话语做从心里面做出改变。
They heard the word, but they didn't let it work in them. You see, a thorn bush that comes every week is still a thorn bush.
这个情况是听到了神的话语，却拒绝让神的话语做出改变，就像一个荆棘，到教会二十年以后，还是同样是荆棘。
The point three, this is the toughest one, I think.Among the things that Jesus had said, he says in verse 46 to 49, why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say?
第三点是耶稣基督告诉我们是让我们很难以接受是为什么你经常说主啊主啊却拒绝做我告诉你要做的事情。第四十六节，你们为什么称我主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢？凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，而且那房子坏得很大。
The word Lord means owner. So when the Lord says something, that's final, right? It doesn't matter my comfort level, what I like, what my plans are. Those things submit to the Lord. So if you call someone Lord and you do whatever you want, who's actually the Lord of your life?
在我们讲主的时候，主是做最终一个决定的话，如果我们是主所做出的决定，我们真的是成为主的话，我们就会不管我们是否会觉得是舒适，或者是我们同不同意，我们都应该去做。如果我们没有，总是按自己的意见去行的话，那到底谁是我们生命中的主
？You notice Jesus does not say, "Why did you call me Lord that one time at revival, that evangelical meeting? Why did you call me Lord at that retreat or at that service?"
耶稣在这里讲的并不是一次呼求主，或者在一次布道过程中，或者是在培灵会。而是说经常的叫主啊主。
He says, why do you keep calling me Lord? Why do you keep calling me Lord week after week, service after service, Lord, 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 and we sing songs and even today in Psalm 111, it is said that they are forever true to be obeyed faithfully with integrity and yet not do what he says.
就是我们会经常会这样，一直会在一次一次的主日正道。在每次的学习中，我们都会说主啊主，但是我们却往往拒绝去按主的话去行。
You see, in this section, there are two builders, same material, same plot of the land. They're living their lives. They want to build a house that can withstand storm. So when the weather is good, you can't tell the difference because the difference is hidden in the foundation. But when the storm comes, and certainly it will come, you will see the difference.Jesus says this, the storm is not a possibility, it is a promise.
在这里面，这段经文里讲到有两个建房的人，他们都是在外面看起来，他们就是比较类似的，在狂风暴雨没来的时候，我们看不出什么区别来。但是如果等到暴风雨来的时候，主告诉我们说，不是暴风雨或来或不来，而是告诉我们暴风雨一定会来的时候，这会就会显出这两个人的根基的不同。
When I was about 4 or 5 years old, my dad used to take me to bathhouse in Korea.
当我小的时候，四五岁的时候，我的父亲经常会带我到韩国的澡堂里面去。
And the water was really, really hot. So as a young kid, I go to the edge of this tub, and I'm wondering why is everybody in there? It's so hot.
这个澡堂里面的水是特别热的。当我是因为是年轻的孩子，我在澡堂的旁边的话，觉得这是水这么热，为什么这些年长的人、成年人会喜欢这些东西？
I stand there. I'm not sure if I should go in or not, and my dad is encouraging me, right? Come on in, Sam. Come on in. It's refreshing.
其实我是在犹犹豫豫是不是要进去的时候，我的父亲总是鼓励我说，Sam, 你进来，这个经历是很好的。
You guys are laughing. Did same thing happen to you? Right? So you know, it's my dad. I trust him. So I jump in, and then I jump right back out.
因为是我的父亲这样的鼓励我，所以说我就跳进去，但是我马上又跳出来。
And I didn't say it because I didn't want to get in trouble, but in my mind I'm thinking liar. It's not refreshing, it's blisteringly hot.
我当时并没有这么说，但我心里却想，你真是在撒谎，这个经历是并不是那么好，而且实在是太烫。
But you know what happened over time? I kept going with my dad, kept trying. Over time, I began to enjoy it.
我经常跟着我父亲一起去，随着时间的推移，我是慢慢的喜欢上去这个去澡堂。
Every time I go first few seconds, it doesn't feel too good, and then my body adjusts, and then it feels wonderful. The water did not change, the tub did not change. Who changed? I changed.
每次去的时候，刚开始头几分钟几秒钟的话，我感觉不太舒适，但是过了很快的话，我就会适应并很欣赏这个过程。这个水并没有做任何的变化，而这中间变化的是我。
That's why now if I go to Korea, I look for these bathhouses. Like not this time, but last time I went every single day, because I love it. It reminds me of my dad, but also I love that feeling of being in the hot tub every day. It was only $3, and no one does it every day in Korea. So the owner was like, "What is he doing here again?" Right? But this time I didn't go every day because it got way too expensive.
就是说我这么喜欢这个去韩国的这个澡堂的话，上一次我去韩国的时候，我每天都去，以至于这个澡堂的这个 owner 就告诉我说，为什么这个人会天天去？但这一次的话，只去了一次，因为事情变得是更加的贵。
Now when I go, I finally know what my dad meant when he said it's refreshing.
现在我可以体会到我父亲告诉我们这个经历是真的是很好。
And that reveals to me how old I have gotten, right?
这个也经历，除了也提醒我父亲，让我意识到我确实是变老了。
You see, first time you forgive someone who hurt you, especially if they don't say sorry or apologize to you, it is really hard. Everything inside of you says, don't forgive.It's not fair. You were hurt. They didn't apologize. But you choose to forgive anyway because you remain in Jesus and this Jesus forgave you. The next time it becomes a little easier.
有时候我们会有这样的经历，如果我们要饶恕一个人的时候是特别的困难，尤其这个人冒犯了我们，他也不道歉，我们的心里面会一直会就相对我们会喊叫的说不应该，这个人不值得饶恕。但是我们因为耶稣的爱，因为耶稣饶恕了我们，我们去这样做的时候，下一次会变得更加容易一点。
See, forgiveness is like me going to bathtub. You keep doing it, and it gets a little easier and easier. Forgiveness is not easy for anyone. But if you keep doing it, then one day you become a person who can forgive.
这个饶恕人就是像我去澡堂那个经历一样。如果你坚持去饶恕人，这个饶恕人会变得越来越容易。有一天，你就会变成一个愿意饶恕人的人。
You see, for many of us, the problem is not techniques It's not promotion. It's not programs. It's not little tricks. None of it is, because those are not the problems. The issue is not what we do externally. The issue is the internal structure that needs to be redone by Jesus Christ.
对于我们每个来说，我们需要的并不是各种或那样的技巧，我们需要更需要的是耶稣基督真正的改变我们内心的构造，变成一个崭新的人。
Now as I close, I need to say this carefully because these three basic things can sound like a plan to make my life better. But if you think that way, you will become exactly the person that Jesus is warning you, warning us about. You will work hard and make it look like you have good fruit, when in reality the heart has not changed.
我下面要讲的话，我需要大家有一定的辨别能力。这个有时候我们会更加的努力去做这些事情，好像表面上会有果效。但如果我们仅仅注重这些的话，我们是成为一个耶稣基督要警告我们不要做的。
When you stay close to Jesus, you become obedient. There's no way we can bask in the light of Jesus and not change. His real love, His real light will move you and shape you to become like Him. So you need to stay connected to Him.
当我们真正的和耶稣基督亲近的时候，我们是不可能没有改变的。因为耶稣的光，耶稣的大能和他的爱会改变我们。
If you're near Jesus, then you won't trick yourself into thinking that you're better than who you actually are.
如果我们真的是和耶稣基督很亲近，我们也不会认为我们会比我们真实的我们会变得更好。
When you stay close to Jesus, you become a different branch. You know what the Bible says? Bible says that the root is so rotted that God cut us off from that root. And opened up the vine and grafted us into Jesus Christ.
如果你是真正的和耶稣基督有联合，我们圣经告诉我们说，我们从本质上是败坏的，但是因为耶稣基督的爱，他把我们从败坏的这个根基上剪断，把我们接在耶稣基督这个活水的葡萄树上。
You don't get Jesus' fruit by trying harder.You get Jesus' fruit by staying with Him. That's why reading Bible is important. That's why praying is important. What, you know, in discipleship we call it quiet time. You spend time in the Word and let the Word read us. And we submit to the Word of God, even though it may not be comfortable for us.
这就是我们在灵命的成长过程中很重要的读经和祷告是很重要的话。每个人自己的灵修时间也是很重要，在灵修的时候，更重要的是让这个话语能够到我们的心里面来，能够读懂我们真实的情况。有时候我们真实的情况，在圣灵的提醒我们，我会感到不舒服，但是这是我们能够真正改变的时间。
When you stay close to Jesus, you obey Him. You see, when you are near someone you love, you cannot keep ignoring their request.Real obedience comes from real love. So Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. It's out of love.
真正的爱显示出来的话就是一个能够顺服。我们不可能是真正的爱一个人却是做他叫我们做的相反的事情。
I know I said this before, but I don't know any man who thinks a bouquet of flowers is worth $100.
我以前说过这样的话，应该是例子。没有一个真男人会觉得是一束花值$100。
A lot of moms here, did you get a bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day? Yeah, like big flowers. I'm letting you know, some of that stuff is like $20 normal time is $100 during Mother's Day. I don't know any man who think that's worth it. Why would a man buy a woman flowers that he thinks is not worth it?
就是在母亲节的时候，我相信在座的母亲有很多人会收到了子女的送的花，平常到这束花的话是$20，但是在母亲节这种节日的时候就会卖到$100，同样的话，在情人互相送花的时候，也会没有人真正的会觉得值那么多钱一束花。
I was speaking at a private school, a high school, a junior high school in near Chabot College in Hayward.And I was asking the same question. And I was saying, hey, what do girls do when they see flowers? And they all got it. What do girls do? They smell it, right? Smells so good. And then I said, what do guys do? And this little junior high kid just shouted out, we step on it. That's the difference. And yet guys go out and wait 45 minutes in line and buy flour for their wives. Why? Because they love. And they want to see their face brighten up. Not because it's worth $100, but because love compels us to make sure the gladness in the face of those we love.
我曾经以前是讲过这样的故事，在我在一个高中他们毕业典礼的时候，我问同样的话，就是说是你送花的话，这些女孩子她们表情是什么？她们第一件要做的事情是闻这个花的味道，然后这个男生却说是他们要去践踏他们。但有时候我们送花给我们的所爱的人，我们并不是所看到的是他们表脸上的愉悦的表情，这种价钱本身并不是最重要的。
Why did Jesus die on the cross for us? Because he knew the cost. He knew how painful it'll be, and he said, "I'll pay for it anyway." Number one, because he loved the Father and he was obedient to the Father. And the Bible says that there was joy waiting for him. And I always wonder, what is that joy? Isn't that joy of him seeing you in his kingdom with him? Did he not die because he loves the Father and he loves you?
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们说受死，虽然是很痛苦，但是他却愿意去为我们受死，因为他爱父神和爱我们。
And it is that love that compels us to do these three things. Not because it makes us more Christianly, but no, because we love God. And we want our life to reflect that of Jesus Christ.
也是因为我们对耶稣基督的爱，我们说，所以说我们才愿意去读经祷告和把爱传播出去。
And the only way we're going to live that way is if we allow the presence of God to transform our root, our heart.
我们能够真正的作为基督耶稣的门徒，最重要的根基的事情就是我们愿意让神的话语来从心里面改变我们。
Let me ask a question before we close. How many of you have anger issues? Like it just explodes sometimes. All right. Some of us. Thank you for being honest. I will think there's more, but okay. You know.
All right. 问大家一个问题，就是大家有没有一个经常会发怒这个问题啊？有些人举的手很这个直率，我以为是会有更多人有这个问题。
Haven't you told yourself I'll never do this again, and then you did it again?
不知道你有没有告诉我你自己说是我再也不会再发怒了，结果是却会又再次发怒。
The Bible says it's because the root is no good. You need a better root, and that root is Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，这个问题就是在这个树根里面，我们需要一个更好的根基。
So this morning, as we take communion, the whole message was about inside the root. What is actually there? And it may have been a little hard to hear in some portions of it. The anger, the selfishness, the gap between who we are and who we think we are. It may be a little difficult to acknowledge that about us. And yet, until we acknowledge it, there's no solution to that. Because we won't go to the solution, who is Jesus Christ.
今天我们在圣餐的主日，我们中间前面的信息有一些可能会让我们难以接受，关于我们的自私，关于我们的愤怒，关于我们的不饶恕。但是除非我们真正的面对我们的问题的所在，我们不会真正的愿意找出解决问题的正确的办法。
And the Bible tells us every time you eat of this, because this table is open to all those who already acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord of their life. Every time you eat of it, it says in 1 Corinthians, for every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again.
我们每一次来领圣餐的时候，我们就是要承认和宣告，我们是在等主再来的日子。
So every time we take it, it's not about remembering Christ, even though we do, but it's about declaring Christ, that this is who he is. And while we live on this side of the world, we live to the fullest because we love Jesus. And then each one of us who have Jesus, we also have a home we can return to.
Just 今天我们每次领圣餐的时候，不仅仅是 来纪念耶稣基督，也是要宣告我们是耶稣基督的门徒，我们在这个世上要活出一个完完全全的美好的生活，因为我们知道我们有一个美好的天家在等着我们。
And I tell you what, I'm younger than many of you, but I can't wait to get home. Some days more than the others. I want to go home some days. And I'm so glad I have a home I can go back to. And I wish all of us will have that home through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. God, we try so hard sometimes. We go to Bible studies, we read the Bible, we do so many things trying to change, and we're unable. It's only possible through Jesus Christ. So would you help us to remain in you, remain with the church, remain in prayer, remain in Jesus, and be patient so soon and very soon the fruit that Jesus offers us will be born in our life, Lord. God, as we take of this communion, we remember this Jesus, and we commit ourselves once again to stay remain in the vine, Lord. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Pray once more and let's take the elements together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. The night before you died, you took the cross. You established this meal so we would remember you. But not only to remember you, but to declare who you are in our lives. And as we take these elements today, Lord, we declare that Jesus is Lord. And we ask that he who began a good work will finish that work as we continue to remain in Jesus Christ. We thank you. In your name we pray.